This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Recently, the president of iVoter Guide explained on my radio program how COVID shows how elections matter. Debbie Withnell said that COVID reminds us that elected officials can make life and death decisions. Now, it may be tempting to think that elections are just politics. We learn from various orders and pronouncements, however, by elected officials that they have significant power over our lives. She also argued that COVID revealed how vulnerable our religious liberties are. Some elected officials singled out church services for special sanctions. Legal organizations were busy trying to defend churches. Also related was the reality that COVID revealed how vulnerable our civil liberties are. A lone surfer was fined. Police ticketed 22 people in cars watching the sunset. A man was arrested for playing t-ball with his six-year-old daughter in a park. On the other hand, she noted COVID also showed us that many officials still support religious and civil liberties. Many elected officials pushed back against the irresponsible edicts. Judges even struck down some of the most blatant acts of bullying. Unfortunately, politicians use the pandemic crisis to stuff special interest pork into laws meant to help average Americans. These bills were also used to funnel money to wealthy universities and the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. COVID also showed that politicians' worldview matters. We all agree that saving the lives of the elderly and at-risk people is something the government should do, but that same concern for life did not extend to the unborn. Abortion clinics were kept open because they were considered essential services. The pandemic was a reminder of how important the November elections will be. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.